Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Good morning, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. For those that are tuning into the podcast, it might not be morning, but that's okay. Good day. Good day, my friend. And I am joining you live from my very own backyard. You guys see me travel all over the place, but today I'm just traveling to this incredible aerial hammock. It's also a trampoline, which is pretty rad. And you're probably wondering, how does that have anything to do with business? But y'all, I can find some goodness of business in everything. I see in the corner of my eye this like empty, vacant bird's watering bath right now. And I could come up with something if you challenge me, but right now, we're gonna talk about this hammock. And I'm gonna try not to lose my breath because it's really fun to actually do it while I'm bouncing. Good morning, thanks for being here live, Shauna. So good to see you. All right, so this is what I need to tell you. This is what you need to know. If you are in the beginning stages or you feel like you're flailing and you're not in the beginning stages, this critical knowing is so important for your business. People always say to focus on the one thing. And I am very passionate about that. I think that's very important. But your one thing is your mission. Your one thing is the heart behind your why. That doesn't mean that you're solely focused on one piece of business. So I want to be a business coach, I'm just going to coach. You can't do it that way. Unfortunately, there's only one opportunity for people to come into community with you. However, this aerial hammock is an amazing demonstration of why you need three pillars of your business. Okay, so this hammock is being held by three different areas, and you could jump, you could put 250, 400 pounds on here if you wanted. And I want it to be a perfect example for you to constantly remember when you're building your business to build it on three. What do I mean by building it on three? You need three access points for people to come into community with you. You need three access points for you to continue to nurture and grow so that there's people funneling through and that lifetime customer value is enhanced based on the experiences and the value that you're adding in these different segments. So let me explain a beautiful client. Her name is Yasmina Prosser. She's local to Hampton Roads, but she is global in her mission. And she has three pillars, and that's because I coached her to make them. So she has workshops, she has her coaching program, and she has her podcast. And so there are three things that you think she's doing a lot. Yeah, there's a lot happening. However, she knows that there's one heartbeat behind that mission. It's driving her forward. Yes, you're here. I'm talking about you right now, girlfriend. And it has just been an incredible opportunity for her community to partner with her. Why? Because there's a free resource, the value add of her showing up live, of her teaching, of her coaching via her podcast is so important because not everybody has immediate access. Not everybody is ready. Not everybody even knows exactly what you do. So this podcast isn't just about linking arms with other people, about interviewing or showcasing. It's about teaching as well. And so she's able to show up in that realm. Then she has her workshops. That's how she kicked off her business. And she's still doing it because they've been successful. People need an easy access point to you. This is so important. I should probably just title this whole concept access versus three pillars, but it really is about them coming into community to learn what you do. You might take one segment of your coaching framework and you will teach it in a workshop format, an hour, 2 hours, let them come into community with you. Let them know your heart. Let them see you in action. Let them have a tiny taste of the transformation that you can provide them through a full experience with your business. This goes into more than just a coaching program. Maybe you're a massage therapist. I'm thinking of another client right now and how this makes sense to her. Maybe she creates a membership. That's one of the pillars of my business is a membership program. you can't get everything out of my brain and everything that I've learned over the last two decades, or not two decades, I'm working on it, I'm not gonna age myself, decade and a half, I've been working in entrepreneurial realm in one day, in one hour, in a workshop. However, if you come into partnership with me for a long time, whether through coaching or a membership program, you have that opportunity. And her third pillar, which is also my pillar, is the one-on-one coaching. It is so amazing to be intimate with people, to go deep, to pray alongside them, to build them up. And so I encourage you, if you are starting or flailing, make sure you have a foundation of three. Then once you get those three things going, you can start enhancing and doing the other things. You guys, I don't want you to have shiny light syndrome. That might actually be a thing. Shiny object syndrome, where you see something that somebody else is doing, or it's a squirrel and you start going in another direction because it looks like it's successful from the outside looking in. That is everything. And I'm actually gonna write an entire post about this because somebody the other day said, it looks like you've made it. You guys, what does made it mean? What does success mean to you? I'm not really sure, but I can tell you that the foundation for me starts with the one, it starts with the missional heart, and then it's premised on three. So let's go there, y'all, because you know this isn't just about teaching, this isn't just about transforming your business, it's about knowing the heart of the Father. And how does that play into what we do and how we should emulate our life, our business, our everything? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Right? He is three in one. The Trinity is the perfect example of this aerial trampoline mat that I'm sitting on. I wish that everybody listening to the podcast could see how much fun I'm having, because this is how much passion God has for us every single day. He cannot operate as a solo entity, but he will. And so sometimes it's the example of Jesus that we need to emulate. It's the people who got to witness him firsthand and see his miracles that then testified and started to transform lives across the globe, that then created the Bible that we have access to. Then there's the Holy Spirit, who is infused in every believer, and he is the guiding light to our businesses and everything that we do day in and day out. I started today in prayer. I prayed right before I pressed play here. I want you guys to hear the power of the Holy Spirit, because he's with you right now in this very moment as you're listening. And then there is God, the God Almighty, right? Who is the maker, the creator, the everything that we exist around and within every single minute. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. What are your three pillars? I would love to know. If you're live with me right now, go ahead and comment below. I would love to hear what they are. Maybe you're still floundering in that, and that's okay. Maybe you've chosen to just do one and it's not really working out. And maybe if you think you do one, I bet you do more, because God does exceedingly and abundantly more than we can hope for or imagine. And through being the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he gets so many more identity traits. He gets to be so many more things. He's my friend. He's my papa. He is my guiding light, right? And so I have these three pillars of my own business. Yasmina has the pillars of hers. However, I additionally have retreats. I have workshops myself. My membership program is being enhanced through additional workshops. So realizing that you can do all of the things that you want to do. I can write a book and be a coach. You can speak on a podcast or just be a guest on a stage. Anything that you want to do, you can make happen. But if you don't have the heartbeat, the main why, the missional piece that then is built upon the three pillars to give people access to you in different ways that suit them in the season of life that they're in, you cannot possibly understand the goodness and the sweetness that God has for you and your business. The abundance factor stems from this. I hope this blesses you today. So I have an entrepreneurial mind. I know you do too. It's why you're showing up. Go get them today. All right, y'all, be blessed. See you later. Hey y'all, it's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.